Coming up, we're talking septics. I don't know. I've really been looking forward to talking septics all morning. I really have been. I want to tell you about an event that's going on next week. Itasca Waters, the Waters Resource Center at the University of Minnesota, the Minnesota Department of Health, and the Itasca Coalition of Lake Associations are hosting Septic System Secret Seminars Thursday, June 28th from 4 to 7 at the Wabana Town Hall north of Grand Rapids. There's a potluck supper from 4 to 5 and septic seminar 5 to 7 o'clock. Joining us now in the studio, John Davis and Dave Lick. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So why is this important? Why should we even be thinking about our septics?
Well, in Minnesota, there's nearly 500,000 septic systems out there. And we happen to live in a county that has over 1,000 lakes. And septic systems are a contributor of nutrients to the water. And the reason that Itasca Waters took this on is because our main emphasis right now on education is shoreland, and septic systems are a big part of shoreland and best management standards and maintaining good water in this county. The other reason is Deer Lake is doing a project right now to try to get lakeshore owners to take compliance inspections and either have their systems checked for compliance, and if indeed they're non-compliant, they will go ahead and put in a new system. So we thought it was good timing, and the University of Minnesota Extension was adamant about wanting to come to Grand Rapids and do this. So that's pretty much how this originated to begin with.
Now, I think about clean water as a local economic resource. And what I mean by that is that many of us make our living directly or indirectly from the abundant clean water in area lakes and rivers, or we own property that is valued at least indirectly on water quality, or we're dependent upon a property tax system that highly values lake property. And so all of us care about clean water as a result of that.
Even those of us that don't have property on the lake, it affects us because as the values of the properties rise or fall based on the quality of the water, the tax burden falls equally on all of us.
I kind of like to put it this way, you guys. I like to think that the reason people come to Itasca County is that it's our water that they come here for in the summertime. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you look at statistics, Itasca Waters did a study a few years ago on what people are willing to pay to come to Itasca County for water that they can see their toes in. And, you know, it's an interesting study, but numbers can always be manipulated. But it's a huge amount of money that comes here because of the pristine water that we still have. I mean, you're seeing in southern Minnesota a degradation of water. It's not just from septic systems, of course, but it's one of those factors. And it's one of the things that a lakeshore owner can do in their watershed. There's six watersheds in this county. And it's one thing that a lakeshore owner can do to maintain as good a non-nutrient loading thing that they have the capabilities of doing right on their own property. So that's pretty much what the reasoning is for talking about septics.
And, you know, to make it real, it's higher phosphorus concentrations caused somewhat by ineffective septic systems drives algae, and it drives undesirable weed growth in lakes, okay? And that algae can get out of control. It can become toxic over time. And even on lakes like Deer Lake now, while it's not yet the norm, there are lakeshore property owners that report toxic blue-green algae growing during certain times of the year at their shoreline. So it's an issue. And so the question becomes, where does that phosphorus or nutrients come from? It's the nutrients that cause the growth of the algae, okay? So where do the nutrients come from? One of the places they come from is ineffective septic systems. And so, big picture, then the question is, all right, well, how do septic systems contribute toward toward algae growth? Okay, how does that work? And to really understand that, you need to have a sense for how your septic system works. What's the purpose of the tank? What's the purpose of the drain field? What's the purpose of the soil underneath the drain field? The soil, it acts like a filter. It filters the effluent that runs through it. Okay, and so when, you know, most folks with regard to septic systems, whether you live on a lake or not, you don't live on a lake, don't really have a sense for how it works, right? What is the purpose of a tank? What's the purpose of a drain field? And that's why Itasca Waters has created this seminar, is to help provide information for property owners to understand how their septic system works. Because if you do, taking the appropriate actions with your septic system makes perfect sense.
I've got a question. What happens, I mean, the way I relate to this is like, you know, I don't feel so good, but I really don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want to find out that I've got some serious illness. What happens if I, you know, I think my septic system might not be in compliance? Is there some help for people who may have to upgrade their septic systems? How does that work? I mean, how do you encourage someone to get their septic system checked if it means they're going to end up with a $10,000 or $15,000 bill?
Well, the way I like to look at it, John, is it's a cost of doing business owning a home to start with.
Right.
Okay, if your roof is leaking, that's never a question. But, you know, septic systems are sort of out of sight, out of mind kinds of things. And as long as it flushes, you never pay attention to it. But as John has already explained, that nutrient loading that goes into that soil, you have to bear in mind that, you know, in town, you send it to the sewage disposal plant and they put it through primary treatment, they put it through secondary treatment, and then they release the discharge into the river, okay? Well, septic systems function really well if you watch the amount of water that you use and you pay attention to not putting in hazardous chemicals, cleaners, and things like that that kill the bacteria. It's an anaerobic process, and basically, what ends up happening is if you treat that system really well, it'll do you good for many, many years. And in fact, you will probably have a system longer than what you expect if you treat it well. And that's what this seminar is going to be about.
Okay.
So now back to your question, if you'd repeat it to me one more time, because I rambled, see? So
I'm just wondering, is there money available?
Okay. As long as you bring this up, we've been working on this. John has been doing most of the lifting, but the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency right now has a situation where there's some money available to counties on no interest loans. And we're trying to work with the county to try to get that money brought into Itasca County so that people, if they don't have the wherewithal to update their systems and have the cash to do it, they could apply for some money and possibly get some help that way. Now, we're in the rudimentary part of trying to do that with the county, and we're working on that to see if we can possibly get that done. But if we could conceivably do that, that would really open the door for an epidemic of compliance inspections if people wanted to do it. People are skeptical about the costs of things, and certainly they should be. But yet at the same time, it's also important to protect the water resource that we have here because it's a golden goose.
It is.
I think it's this... sense that the septic system has a shelf life. It has an expire by date, okay? A septic system is meant, it's designed to last for 20 to 30 years, okay? And so if you start from that premise, 20 to 30 years, okay. It's like, but like a car, you could make it last longer if you care for it, okay? And what are the steps that you can take to care for it? And what are the steps that, if you're approaching that 20 to 30 year time frame, that you can take to determine whether your septic system continues to be effective or not effective?
That's John Davis. He and Dave Lick are here. We're talking about an event going on, Septic Systems Secret Seminar, next Thursday, June 28th, 4 to 7 at the Wabana Town Hall. north of Grand Rapids. We had a question from a caller. Is it true if septic is non-compliant, am I flushing toilets into the lake?
Well, actually, that's a great question, because you know, when you understand how the septic system works, you have the soil underneath the drain field acts as a filter, okay? And unlike any filter, that soil, that filter, can become saturated. And when it becomes saturated over time, it no longer filters the pathogens. It no longer filters the nutrients like phosphorus that run through it. Soil is sticky. It acts like a filter. But in 20 to 30 years, that soil filter becomes ineffective. And so what actually happens is the effluent goes into the tank, the solids are separated from the liquids then move into the drain field. But if the filter underneath the drain field is saturated, what happens is that effluent does in fact run through the filter. The phosphorus and nutrients runs through the filter into the water table and eventually into the lake. So yes, it does.
You know, years ago, when septic systems were designed, many of them had the actual septic tank that held the solids, and then the liquids would run into what was called a dry well, which was deeper in the ground. And the idea was to not necessarily treat the effluent, but to get rid of the sewage and not have a problem, so that when you flush the toilet, it was long gone. Well, what ended up happening is the solids stayed in the septic system, but there was no treatment of the water that went into the, quote, dry well. And that water just seeped into the soil and then down into the aquifer. So the idea behind the compliance part is that the engineering that takes place with the people that put these in, they figure out the type of dirt that needs to be in that drain field so that there's not a lot of clay. It has to be mixed right. It's a fussy process. Otherwise, like John had suggested, you clog up that filtering system and you no longer take out that nutrient, which we don't want in the lakes and rivers. But we're not saying that every non-compliant system is polluting. That's not what we're trying to do. But the idea behind compliance inspections is it's the best way to try to prevent something from polluting. If you follow those rules on how you design it and how you install it, there's a less of a chance of you doing any kind of bad stewardship to the water quality.
All right, a lot to learn now. You want people to RSVP to the event, right?
We'd like it, but that doesn't mean we're not going to let you in the door if you don't show up. Heidi, if we would have maybe named this topic a little bit differently and there was some suggestions as to how to do that, we probably could have brought more people to it. But the guy that put the flyer together had some great ideas, but we didn't think it would work real well when it gets into the media. So, and I think it's also interesting that we're doing a potluck with this event.
I do too. It's Septic System Secrets Seminar, Thursday, June 28th, 4 to 7, Wabana Town Hall, north of Grand Rapids. Potluck supper 4 to 5, then Septic Seminar from 5 to 7 o'clock. And everyone is invited that is interested and wants to learn something.